Unique Weirdos, what up? It's Roxy Blue. Big boy. Bitch. Yo. Hey, little daddy, welcome to my show. The name is Roxy Blue, but the green makes me go. I scream to the top, where you lick the bottle. I'm down for the buck, taking shots from the bottle. Here I go again. I thought buddy was frontin' when he came up with some wind. I told him I'm a fiend when it comes to the best. I can make it rain, oh daddy, don't test me. So, they call me Little Avatar. I make that word their bend when it comes down to this Danny bar. Put it in your face and make you savor it like candy bars. And if you do it well, I will hand you out a golden star. So, yes, I'm a kinky chick. And when it comes to sexing, I will show you what it is. So get in, make the shoe. I'm classy with my shit. I'll be strapping up twice because I don't want that package. Hey, little daddy, welcome to my show. Little red light is on, but it really means go. I scream to the top when you lick the bottle. I'm down for the buck, taking shots from the bottle. Hey, little daddy, welcome to my show. Little red light is on, but it really means go. I scream to the top when you lick the bottle. I'm down for the buck, taking shots from the bottle. Let's roll play. When I see the green, I become very friendly. Maybe handcuffs, you can be the officer, a better yet, a dentist. Money, tattoos, and a whole lot of booze. I'm living life fast, and I'm breaking all the rules. My heart is in the cage, and I threw away the key. My love is past tense, my mask burned to the heat. That can really silly, that a nigga try and clown me. I make his main bitch eat my box like a brownie. I'm spitting like a porn when it comes out to this show. Follow me on Twitter if you really wanna know. Welcome to my show. Little red light is on, but it really means go. I scream to the top when you lick the bottle. I'm down for the buck, taking shots from the bottle. Hey, little daddy, welcome to my show. Little red light is on, but it really means go. I scream to the top when you lick the bottle. I'm down for the buck, taking shots from the bottle.
Hey, what's going on, you guys? You're definitely tuned in to the All Vibes Radio Show. With me, your host, Nikki Vibes. Happy Tuesday. What's going on, Black?
Chilling. How are you?
I'm great. So it's just me and you on deck tonight?
You and I on deck.
That's what it is. Shout out to Angela Sweet, who's holding it down, busy as usual, doing what she got to do. So what's going down? What's up? How you doing?
Chilling. You know, I had a real busy weekend. Shout out to everyone out who came to the Alice Hasbrook event in Brooklyn, everyone who came out to the event in Philly, and everyone who tuned in to pregame radio this weekend. You know, I'll listen to the playback, and we definitely had good shows going down. So shout out to everybody who tuned in. Shout out to Vegas Black, who definitely held it down as the featured artist.
Shout out to Vegas. Yeah. That's just up. So you have anything like upcoming or, you know, any upcoming events?
Why not for the next couple weeks? I'm good. Not really much to do. What the hell? Yeah, I don't understand what was going on here, but we're definitely back in the building. We're definitely back in the building. I was off our radio. Nikki, I got you a lot.
Okay. Definitely don't know what just happened, but okay, I guess. I don't know. But like I said, do you have anything upcoming that you wanted to share? Any events that you're going to be doing this week, you know, working on?
Well, for the next couple of weeks, I'll just be chilling. Keep, you know, taking it easy, catching up on a lot of pregame radio work, But I have some stuff towards the end of the month I'll definitely let everybody know.
Okay. Well, you know, I definitely always want to start off the show by giving out my shout-outs. And shout-out to the All Bars Movement, the All Bars Familia, the All Bars Promoters, the All Bars, everybody who supports All Bars. You know, so shout-out to the owner. Like I said again, at Angel Love Suites, a.k.a. Boss Barbs, the co-owner, Thoughts of Spartan, Fan Spartan. I'm so used to his old Twitter name. I be fucking up the new one, I know. I'm sorry, but everybody on the All Barbs team and everybody, like I said, again, that supports. Definitely, where's Roxy Blue at?
Oh.
What's going on?
The red light is on, and it really means go.
I screamed to this cat
when
he
hit
the bottom.
Down for the bottle. Oh, it's good.
It's good, Bessie. How you doing?
Man, chilling. All motherfuckers just came off of work and shit. Nigga, chilling.
Tune into All Bars Radio,
you know.
Thank you.
Hey, Black.
Yep. I don't know.
Black having technical difficulties right about now.
Shout out to Roxy, what's going on? That's what it is. Okay.
Not at all. I was just a little flabbergasted, you know, that's all.
Oh, that's what it is.
But if everybody doesn't know who's talking right now, it's definitely my best friend, a.k.a. at Roxy Blue, Miss Blue in the fucking building. And shout out to Roxy because I got to see my best friend over the weekend and we had so much fun getting fucked up. Oh my God. I love it. And I suck at bowling. And,
yes, you do.
Black, let me tell you how I was talking so much shit. I was talking to y'all. Everybody listening, I was talking so much shit about bowling. Everybody that was with claimed that they wasn't good bowlers and that they never bowled before and everything like that. But niggas definitely shocked the shit out of me when we actually got to the alley. I fucking lost horribly both games.
No, no, you didn't. You were probably the second worst. But the first worst was he was just like, terrible. Like, how you bowl a 20 throughout the whole game? Like, that was your final score. How do you bowl a 20? This is what I'm saying. I guess you get a 2 every turn. You hit down 2 pins.
Yeah.
Like, who does that?
But the last pin, you get 3 chances, though.
Yeah, he failed miserably.
But you know what's so funny, though? But you know, I want to blame my performance due to the fact that I was going in. I was fucked up that night. I think we all were.
So that's
No, but you see, fuck all y'all. I know when I'm fucked up, some of the shit that I do be fucked up too. You know what I'm saying? And I just want to blame that night on that alcohol and everything because. Black, how the fuck did I walk into the bowling alley with like so 2 big ass bottles of liquor? Crazy.
Hey, niggas
are better. I gotta stop doing that because I get so used to doing that. Lots, you know what I'm talking about. I get so used to just bringing bottles with me everywhere I go. I bring bottles with me to clubs, to fucking everywhere.
I'm gonna have to get you a flask.
I need a flask because I take it anywhere. Yo, I was in the fucking bathroom taking shots to the headlight.
Straight ratchet.
I don't know, son.
But I definitely had so much fun.
You know, that could be either considered ratchet or save your money. You know,
It's not even that. No, because niggas was not even worried about the bread. You know what I'm saying? It wasn't about money. It was just simple fact that this had freaking liquor in her purse.
It wasn't even about the money. Exactly. Like, it was not about the money at all. Because niggas could have, if there was a bar there, and we see what it was, you know, courtesy on behalf of, like, you know. Just a little, like, I haven't seen my friend in so long, you know what I'm saying? And we actually met up at the Barb's Mansion. We all met up at my house or whatever. We pregame, so, you know, we had the bottles from my house. So it's just like, do we leave them? Do we take them? Do we leave them? Do we take them? And it was just like, Spikey, we want to take these kids. So, nobody, I mean, it was a great night because it was what it was. We was, you know, we was happy.
Hey, y'all was having fun. That's what mattered. That's all that mattered.
But I don't know how niggas still bowl a 20, though. That's crazy.
Oh, my God. I was so mad at the guy that was bowling with us in the next lane who decided to bring his
right.
happy ass.
I know, doing Chris Brown moves and everything. I'm like, who does that?
Wait, hold up. Did y'all niggas just tell me that there was some next nigga bowling in the next lane? Doing Chris Brown moves,
right? He was trying to show us up. Like, he was showing, you know how professional bowlers, right? It seemed like every black dude that's a professional bowler is a cornball. Like, they can't succeed in any other sport. So they got to make that shit look cool. You get what I'm saying? So, he did the two-step walking to the lane. Like, he dead ass, like, did the two, like, in slow motion, though. And then, like, anytime, like, a pop, like, a decent song would come on, he'll start dancing, doing a little pop and lock. And, you know, like, the B-boy, like, he just, like, he's a nigga that when you talk about trying to get light, he the first one in the middle of the ring. Like, he's that type of nigga. You know what I'm saying? But he was like, he's born. I'm like, and then he had his little ball shiner. He was shining his ball or whatever. I'm like, check this lame out. Like, who's a professional bowler? Like, who are you?
Yeah, did we try to talk Seattle?
Excuse me?
No, you know what it was? Like, you know, okay, you said that he tried to talk to us?
Yeah.
Okay, see
he
what it was?
That life. He ain't about
he's
that
not,
life.
He's not, because
we
actually...
We weren't.
Right.
Oh, it wasn't just a female crew. It was mixed sex.
It was mixed. So there was definitely dudes involved in this.
Actually, he did come and talk over to the dude, though. He spoke to the dude.
He actually came up to my friend. You know what I'm saying? He came to my friend, and he was just trying to show him, like, this is what you do. And I'm like, whoa, dude, hold on. Like, not only are you not going to fucking hop lanes and come over and stop our game, but you're definitely not going to show this nigga and not show everybody else a fucking brand new move on how we can win. You know, seriously, like, he really came up to the dude that I was with. He was like, so this is what you do, and it's how you do it. He's doing, like, some little spinny ball trick. Like, how the fuck are you going to show him? And this is a nigga that's winning the game. You might want to help somebody else out. You know what I mean? So I just, it was cool, though. Shout out to the Bowen Alley. I forget the name of it. All I just know is that we have fun.
Word. And it's at Chuck E. Cheese this weekend. We about to be live at Chuck E. Cheese.
Yes, we'll also be live in Chuck E. Cheese.
Y'all go next to and not be a motherfucking Chuck E. Cheese.
We will.
Yeah,
Instagram and Chuck E. in the game.
Yeah. But we're going to make the best of it, though. I know I will.
I know. I'm definitely. I already got drinks on deck.
On deck. It's going to be really fun.
I ain't watching nobody kids.
I can't say that, but it'll just be fun, though. Chuck E. Cheese will be fun this weekend. But you see, that's what it's all about. It's all about having outings with your buddies. And I know my best friend is like, bitch, shut the fuck up, because I just saw your ass, like, for, like, how many months at a time. But, I mean, I really did have fun, though. So that's what makes me just want to even have to say it, because I have so much fun, and I definitely do appreciate it. But while you're on the line, I definitely do want to take it to Twitter really quickly, and because what was trending on my timeline a lot today, I thought it was really funny, was the topic, hashtag how to make me mad. And I don't know if any of you guys participated in the trending topic today. I know I was. I was kind of tied up.
Let me speak on this real quick. Hashtag what makes me mad. For a bitch to be claiming that she's the main bitch, but still know for a fact that a nigga is messing with another girl. Like, how stupid does that make you look? And that shit grinds my gears and just make me so upset that a woman could be that simple.
So that's something that makes you mad when another woman is looking like a dumb one.
Yeah, basically. It grinds my gear because I'm like, bitch, you see how stupid you look right now?
And what makes me mad is the same shit for niggas.
I mean, all right, well, like, what's something that, what's some hashtag, how to make me mad?
How to make me mad? Yo, niggas pulling that same whole shit. Like, yo, there's a difference between standing by and being a complete fucking idiot. You know what I'm saying? And that shit, and then they want to, bitch, want to complain, oh, you just don't do shit yet. But, yo, you still with her. You still take her back. Come on, son. Like I said, yo, same shit for the women who do the same stupid shit. That shit makes me mad.
Wow.
That's the shit I don't like.
I'm trying how to make me mad. There are so many things on how to get me mad because I
everything.
Want.
Oh,
I want to get mad.
Let's run. Hashtag what doesn't make you mad?
But as my wife was like, I'm not gonna say I don't make me mad right now. I'm just saying what how to make me mad is be my friend and talk about someone else. Maybe that's a friend of yours or somebody that you know that, you know, I don't really know. But because me and you are friends, you know, you have to be like you can confide in me. You know, I'm here to talk to. And you sit there and you talk massive mad shit about this individual. But yet, on the up and like on the after you finish hanging on me type shit, you're still chilling with that person and you're talking to that person as like, you know, like you're kissing their ass. That's something on how to make me mad because I have kind of, not that I have witnessed it, but I'm not going to tell how I've been around it and it really got me mad. It really did because it's just like for all this shit, like let's not even talk about this individual to me because it's irrelevant. First of all, number one, I'm just trying to be a friend and sit here and talk to you, but for you to go back and talk to that person and be buddy-buddy and kiss their ass and lick their asshole and...
Oh, my God.
Face,
what
like,
I mean, we just crossed into two different conversations at the same damn time.
Yeah, because I'm like, wait, what?
But you know what also hashtag what makes me mad? When you freaking pour out a big-ass bowl of cereal... And you go to open up that carton of milk, and you pour the milk, and there is no milk to fulfill the complete level of milk that's supposed to be in the bowl for the cereal.
That really irritates me. I'm not gonna lie to you because that's happened to me a couple of times, and it's just like, are you kidding me right now? Are you serious? You know what I mean? Like that's something that could definitely get me mad. Another thing that also makes me mad, if we're gonna be on that subject, what also makes me mad too is basically going for something. Like, you know, you bought some Haagen-Dazs.
Yes, and you be at work like, ooh, bitch, I'm gonna go eat my Haagen-Dazs when I get off work.
And you wanna eat something all day. And when you get back home
and it's not there.
That really gets me off.
Now, how do you feel mad when I say, let's get some money together for this L, and you give up $2 like we only get a nick? Are you bugging?
Nigga, you're not smoking. You're that person's not smoking. Diamonds, you, what you trying to do? Where you can't go from me right now is you're going to get a cop to touch. Because $2 is not even going to cut it. $2.50 maybe. Even if we was going to go half on a nick, $2.50 was what you're supposed to put up. So if you're trying to give up $2, and niggas are not smoking, and if it's me and you, nigga, why would we get a nick if it's two niggas, two of us? You know what I mean?
When I buy mines, I buy mines by the quarter, so that's 25. So I'm saying let's go half. The minimum you got to be putting up is $10.
Oh, well, I definitely do agree. Because if you're going to buy a weight, yeah. You know, if you're going to, and you know what's so funny? I have a friend that does that. Like, once they get caught in, we'll be like, yo, I got 15 or I got 10. You know what I'm saying? To fucking split that shit. Just, I guess, to have to type a bond for the day or for the minute or for the moment. But
that don't make me mad too if I'm saying, yeah, let's get this money together so we can smoke, we can chill, and you only got 2 salads. Because you just might not smoke with me today. But I'm just going to read a couple of my followers' responses to the trending topic. And shout out to at Gunning for Prodigy. Hashtag how to make me mad. So tell a bold face lie. I hate that. I think we all can relate to that. Another one is shout out to at Najee King 21 who says hashtag how to make me mad. Touch my phone.
Word.
I mean, you can touch my
phone. I don't care.
I used to have passwords. Now I don't have passwords because me and I don't. What you see is what you get.
I have a password on my phone, not to hide it from my spouse or whatever. But I just in case I lose my phone, I don't want all my information just to be accessed so easily. Like that's the only reason why I have a password on my phone.
I don't have a password because I have a child, and you know sometimes when you enter in your password too many times, it tends to lock you out your own phone, and I'm strict on going through that, so now it's just that I don't have a password because my phone is always on me, always with me.
And it's always dead
because I'm always on it, exactly, so it's always with me. So, you know, and I don't need to hide shit. Like I said again, what you see is what you get. And that's that. But I think a lot of us can agree on that. Something I'm making that, especially when you be like, nigga, you don't fucking, nor did you buy the phone. If you don't purchase, you don't even pay the bill. So why the fuck are you touching my phone? Why are you going through it? It's not yours. But I just wanna know, Miss Roxy, because I thought that this was so funny, and I know that you watch Love and Hip Hop or whatever the case may be, and not even like in all these different types of shows. And I'm not sure if you've seen the show. I believe it was the show that R. Kelly's ex-wife was on was what?
Hollywood
Wives
or some shit like that.
Ex-wife. Right. Whatever one of that shows, but it's just so funny how she. Now she has butt implants, and they look so horrible. Have you seen her?
No, I haven't.
No, I have not, thank God.
Have you seen her, Black?
No, I have not, thank God. Thank you.
I haven't seen it either.
Because they just look so, it just looks so horrible. And it's so funny, too, that, what's her name? Toya or somebody from, what was it, Love and Hip Hop, or who was K. Michelle's ex-manager, ex-boyfriend, what was his name again?
Who?
K. Michelle.
You talking about, oh, gosh, Memphis.
Right. So, apparently, Memphis, he OD'd on K. Michelle via tweet, he just really OD'd on her. But you didn't hear about that?
He OD'd on her?
I think, and that's the stuff that I chose to ignore. Like, I see it and
I
was like,
I don't fuck with it really too much either. You know what I'm saying? But that's what he said going on her.
What did he say?
He basically was just like, yeah, your fake teeth, your fake breast, all of that, like, you know what I'm saying? Like, all of that, you basically, like, you living off of me, like, you fucking fake bitch. Like, that's what he basically tweeted her. I'm the reason why you are where you are. Everything about you is fake. Your breast, your teeth, your butt, you're fake. Hashtag, he put pound sign, hashtag fake, at K. Michelle.
Oh.
That's crazy.
I just say wow.
Well, I don't know. And it's funny that I even saw this because over the weekend I was put on to one of K Michelle's songs. I think it was a song like "I'm sick of your shit, I'm tired of your shit," and this was me a song in dedication to Mimi for Stevie J, because she's definitely talking about Jocelyn and all types of shit, and it's just funny. It's hilarious that they really go through these things and that it becomes publicized and it becomes like really something that people be like wow to, and especially because K Michelle she's very like, to me she comes off as very like out there and very, you know, she's not gonna take no shit. It's not too much you're gonna say. If it ain't right, it's not gonna fly with her. She's very outspoken.
Yes, she is.
No, for real. Like, you know, every time I saw her on the show and when I did catch the show and she's just like, fuck this. And, you know, she's the one that, you ain't going to do this to me. And then, you know, how firmly and strongly she stood behind the whole abuse thing with Memphis and everything else. That shit is crazy.
Yeah, but, she is very outspoken, though. But she's like, ooh, you going to save the table. Don't shake the table that she's trying to get shook.
I remember that, but, like, that was funny, too. That's what I'm saying. So, like, when she comes up, so for her to be, I don't know.
She have a lot of jokes, though. She have mad jokes.
K-Michelle. Shout out to K-Michelle. I guess the shit that you got to use, too, I guess. Whatever, when you fucking break up with somebody and you gotta, I guess, expect if one person is antagonizing the next, you gotta expect the comeback. So, I mean, I guess this is his comeback to just let everybody know, like, all right, well, she's talking all that shit with the fucking teeth that I bought her. She looks appealing to y'all because of the ass and the fucking titties that I bought her. But I don't know. That's that shit that.
Yeah, but see, shit like that, it's like, the dude, he can pull all that shit out, but yo, nigga, you paid for it. If you mentioned about something, you bought.
I feel like if it wasn't true, he would have came out in a different matter. You get what I'm saying? He would have came out as, like, the victim rather than trying to beat her around. You know, like, instead of trying to beat her, bashing him, instead of going back and forth with her. So I feel like he actually did do what he did.
Think about it, like, this, like, she's telling the whole entire world, like, this nigga done fucked me up, like, he did this, he did that, and the bitch that you're with is stupid because I'm trying to put her on, or whatever the case may be, or whatever the issue she has with her, you know what I'm saying, because I know she's the girl, the girl didn't believe her, I believe, or whatever the case may be, okay, fine, but the nigga gotta have something to say because she's defamated his character right now. So
you don't come out like that. If somebody's defamating your character, you wouldn't come out in such a hostile way. You would be trying to get shit cleared up. You get what I'm saying? Not trying to make more jokes and make her look bad. Because if somebody was like, well, Nick, you used to be a crackhead on the streets and this and that. Then you come back, well, nigga, you was taking my money and trying to look fly, and just because you got that Benz, nigga, I supplied you with that. You get what I'm saying? So you're not denying the fact that you did it.
I get you. I definitely do. I just feel like that shit, I just feel like the tip of that shit is just so unnecessary. Like, right, like, okay, you're talking about everything that you bought me, so what? You bought it, you know what I'm saying? And then, I mean, I guess you, bitch, you screaming over here that I abused you and all of this shit like that, but, you know, I guess prove it. You know what I mean? I don't know. Like, I just, with that whole situation, to me, it's crazy. Like I said, Kay Michelle, she just be... She be all over the place, and you know, we don't know what it is exactly, you know what I mean, what actually happened, if you really did do it or if you really didn't do it, if she's over-exaggerating a whole bunch of stuff or, you know, whatever. But I don't know. It's crazy. But actually, want to go into a commercial break, and you should stay on the line because I definitely want to hear your opinion, Roxy. But before that, I just want to get into a commercial break because I'm going to bring out the topic of the night, and this is funny. I know you can relate to it. So, you're definitely rocking out on All Barbs Radio. I got Roxy Blue in the building, and Brooklyn Black, and we're just kicking it back, and hit us up 347-857-4302, and Black, whenever you're ready, let's go.
Yeah. Broke people say I'm on some funny shit, cause I be on that money shit. I'm sick of hearing all the talking, all the runny lips. The homies call me Black, the ballers call me Honey Dip. The ones that said I'm trash was looking hip on some bummy shit. I'm full speed and I mean ahead. Dope boys, slick mouth, give me crazy head. Neckwear, heavy stones, I ain't talking Fred. Waistline, heavy with the phone, man, I'm talking lead. When I say I'm the innest bitch, I ain't playing. Put your money up, I'm killing shit. Who just saying? Couple racks on the bedspread where I'm laying. Scratched up the game, something serious like DJ. I don't care if you eat up or high. Drunk, mollied up, done off your supply. You can't lie, keep the fucking hands high. Any shows, any hoes, any gals, any guys. I turns up like volume for the TV. DVD, I get busy, that's just me. Trust me, if you dusty, you ain't round me. Cause I don't need no other dusty niggas trying to clown me. Fresh fellas and money, get it, surround me. Groupies in the telly, suck it up like Bounty. Brownie, that trigger pick up rep shit. When I'm in the stew, I'm on that Remy in my cup shit. Grinding for the wealth, I need more ice in the bucket. And I'ma need it before I kick the fucking bucket. I be my Benz, a Bentley in the caravan. Nigga, I'm spicy like Zataran's. Live from the MSG, but from Madison. And everybody know I rock like Gravel Man. Mine be on greatness. And a G times three, I go eight shit. Hit Apple S, told me you could save it. Cause even if you tried to reach the fucking height where I'm at, you won't make it. My mouth so foul, it's so flagrant, but you can't help but love my style. It's that dame shit, that go hang shit, cocaine shit, that breathe by highway, switch lane shit. Late night, dark shades, Ray Bane shit. Cypher full of legends, but I make it so they can't spit. I want it all, I'm so selfish. It's like my pockets is allergic to that shellfish. Whoa, I'm so cold. At the same time, still hot like charcoal. I roll through deep like potholes. Footwear thick, no bitch, don't got those. I'm so hot, these guys don't need clothes. Shitting on these haters, sitting on these niggas' nose. I love my friends, but I'm closer to my foes. Cool with the players, but I keep a couple hoes. Got dumbs, but I'm heavy with the O's. And ain't shit changed, that's how that game goes. They said I'm too cute to spit flows. That's when my head got big like afros. Damn, I'm so cocky. B.B. and you can find me with the money in the top B. Shotgun in the coupe, no top please. A motherfucking bullet couldn't stop me. I'ma keep going ham like Boris Head. My foundation stronger than a horse leg. And my loaf got me thinking about more bread. I'm trying to make headlines like a forehead. And bring it back for the real shit. I'm about to show them what the deal is. A motherfucker gotta feel it. Cause even if you fake, you can't escape the real shit.
What it do. Yes, so y'all ready for the topic or what?
I'm ready.
SpongeBob voice. All right, so I want to talk a little bit about long-distance relationships. I want to talk about
training.
Internet dating, because I want to know, like, would you ever date somebody, meet somebody offline? Have you ever, and do you think that it's possible for you to have a relationship with somebody from a distance? So, Roxy, I want to know, first and foremost, would you meet somebody offline?
Well, yeah.
I've actually met a few people offline, and I'm not even talking about as far as, like, personal relationships, but as far as, like, the whole networking thing, like, that's all been done offline. You know what I'm saying? So mm-hmm. it's not, I don't feel like it's different because you have different relationships with different people, and I think the World Wide Web is just easier access, and it's, you know what I'm saying, you're taking the same chance as you're taking of meeting somebody in person. Because these days, somebody can dress, look a certain type of way, carry themselves in a certain persona, and you actually get to know them, and they're totally different. So just like the person online, like, they might be one way online, and then you meet them, and they might be cooler, you know, or vice versa. All right,
so, Black, would you, and have you met somebody offline, like, you know?
Yeah, it's been done, like, you know, same thing as Rossi, like, you know, through networking and meeting people for
well,
this,
not,
that, and the third.
Well, I'm not, but okay,
so, like,
but when it comes to,
like,
networking, okay, but when I'm talking
yeah,
about, like...
Like, you talk about, like, got up with, like, if I hit for shorty, got up with it,
like,
did the deed
yeah,
or
like, if you've been, like, talking to her, y'all been messaging each other, like, you know, like, I guess you're still in conversation, so now... You know,
I think they fall in the same category, though, because
it's the same thing,
because we can talk, well, let's go hang out and let's go talk about this, and y'all end up becoming good friends, or you never know what might happen.
So
I'm only speaking on my experience, like, with that, but I think it's the same shit.
Okay, so either one of y'all.
Relationship with a chick that I've met on. Online? No.
Why not?
No. Like, nah. I don't know. Call me old-fashioned, but there had to be more of an initial, you know what I'm saying, because it's that first impression.
I am
going to
call you old-fashioned, but go ahead. Old-fashioned.
Shut the hell up. But, you know, it's you initially meeting that person that first time, and then you go and exchange it, and nothing, you know what I'm saying? It's not that, oh, you added them on Facebook, and they accepted it. And then you poked her, and then she poked you, and then it was this message here, and then it was that message, and then, yeah, I met up at a telly. Nah, as convenient as that shit is, but that's not really the way you do it. If you try to meet that somebody.
I feel different about that. But
I'm saying, like, sometimes if you have these people that go through that process and they actually end up meeting the right they're meeting the right person.
Because
you
know what?
I take that back.
My best friend, like my male best friend from Miami, I met him off of MySpace. And
mm-hmm.
we're still friends 7 years later. So it can work. I feel like it can work.
I feel like it could work too. You know what I'm saying? Like, I've, like, me personally, I've done the whole, you know, I've done the whole, you know, meeting a guy offline and actually going to see him and actually going to, you know, chill with him, and it became so much of this person. And I, we started growing feelings for one another. And you know what, despite everything that's going on today, you know, as a matter of fact, today, a person told me that they love me and that they're gonna hold off on telling me all their feelings for another year only due to certain situations that's going on right now. And I respect it. But, I mean, I feel like it could work. Like, I really do. Like, it depends on the individual. It depends on you, because I actually watched a movie today. And I forget the name of it. No, for real. And it's what I said, damn, I did. And she basically, you know, they had a long distance relationship, and
she is not
you. What?
I said she is not you, and you is not she.
I'm gonna get to this caller, but I'm just saying, no, seriously, I watched the movie today, and you know, they were rocking. You know, like she had an internship in New York for, you know, a month or whatever. So while he lived in New York, so while she was interning, you know, each day, or he tried to get up with her as much as possible.
This sounds like The Notebook.
I don't know what it was. I don't know. What was the main character in Notebook? Drew Barrymore?
I don't know. That's not the wrong movie.
Yeah, I don't even know. Don't even ask.
But long story short, like, you know, because they kept, you know, like, they were seeing each other, like, every 3 months, and, you know, whenever tickets went down in price, because she was somewhere else, I forget where she was at, you know what I mean? And it was just, like, you know, when they weren't together, they were always texting and Skyping and phone calls. They'd be in a phone call,
oh,
like, 11 to 4. Yeah, and then, like, you know, finally he was just like, I want you to move to New York, and she was about to give up everything, like, literally give up everything to move to New York with this guy, and then right at the last minute, she felt so bad, like, I can't let you give up everything, you know what I mean, to move out here, because I feel like you'll end up, you know, like, hating me for that. So what he did was, he ended up moving, like, an hour away from her just to still keep it going, but that was, it started off as a long with this, you know, long-distance relationship, and they kept it going. Yeah. I'm going to get to this caller. Last 4 digits of your number is 2908.
You're live on air. Hey, what's up? This is
Monte. Hey, Monte. What's going on?
What's up?
How you doing tonight?
I'm great, man. Like, I had my voting party today. It was a success.
You
got people registered to vote. Yeah, so...
That's what's up. Shout out to you for holding us down and it, you know, becoming such a great success. And if anybody doesn't know, this is one of the All Bars promoters. So definitely shout out to you. But what I want to know is, how do you feel about, you know, meeting people offline and about, like, long distance relationships?
I've actually met two of my best friends online, like.
Aw, me too.
They're like
Aww.
My family, man. Like, I love them to death. So, they've been there through everything with me. And as far as long distance relationship, I've actually did one. Like you said, it really does depend on the person because, you know, you hear a lot of people try to downplay it. Be like, oh, that's stupid. Oh, why would you do that? They're gonna cheat on you. I just feel like if somebody cheats on you from long distance, then that wasn't for them. Like, that, it's a whole maturity level. And I feel like people should have more respect for long-distance relationships because last time I checked, based on mine, long-distance relationships have a hell of a lot more communication, more loyalty. Like, it's a lot realer than living across the street from somebody that you go with.
I have a long distance relationship too, and my niggas stay like 20 minutes, not even 15, not even 10 minutes away from me.
That's not long distance, bitch.
That is long distance. Yeah, it makes no sense why you stay so close to me and I see you barely.
No,
like,
that's not
yeah.
long distance.
I'm definitely gonna put in the long distance category.
10 minutes, son?
That's sad.
Oh God, it's sad, right? Okay, off of me, back to him. My bad.
I'm sorry, my bad.
It's cool.
And
this goes to my best. This goes to my best friend too. This bitch stays 10 minutes away from me, and I see her 3 times.
You know what's so funny, Mate, before you say anything, like, shut the fuck up, because we both work, we both got things going on. So, yes, you do live 10 minutes away from me, and I see you, like, but that's going to change. It's all going to change. Like, I'm making a vow, I'm making a promise, because when I did see you this past weekend, like, it really, I wanted to cry, but I was
Man,
fucked up.
This some old bullshit.
But... I love you too, and I'm sorry, Marty. I'm so sorry, but I'm listening to everything that you're saying, and I have met a couple of people offline, like you said, like I've like they're like fam now, and I don't regret me typing in and me, you know, making the conversation back and forth and me getting to know them because they're definitely like fam now.
Yeah, most definitely. I mean, I support long-distance relationships as long as it's the right people because everybody can't do it. Everybody's not mature enough to handle that. So
they're really not, because that definitely takes a lot. And before I get to another caller, I definitely do take a lot of, like, really focus and commitment, because, I'm sorry, just, like, was going back to the movie, like, it was just so funny, like, every couple of, shut up, every couple of days, you know, he would call it forny, because, you know, phone sex, so he was forny, like, phone horny.
And
they would have and they would have to have phone sex only because it was so distant, and, you know, and she would just be around all these guys, and every time a guy would, like, look at her a certain way, she would just try so hard not to even think about anything or falling for it, because
that bitch was loving the crew. I don't believe that shit.
No, she wasn't. She wasn't. But thank you, Monte, for calling in and giving, you know, your input on my topic. And like I said again, shout out to you for your vote party and it becoming a major success, and keep it up, because, like, yes, every vote counts. And I'm so proud of you that you are helping to spread that. So thank you.
Thank you. Y'all have a good night.
You too. All right. Before we go into another commercial break, I'm going to take another caller. Last four digits of your number is 1482. 1482. You're live on air.
Hey, yo, what's up?
What's going on? How you doing?
Chilling. How y'all doing, man?
Doing okay, doing all right. How are you? Changing the Twitter name. What is your Twitter name again? Because I'm so used to saying Sam Spartan, but I know it's something different.
Oh, Thoughts of Sam. Thoughts of Sam, you know.
Thoughts of Sam. There we go.
Yeah, you know, getting my little poem blog out there a little bit more, you know. Just constantly writing, so I figured I'd just switch it over and do it like that there.
That's what it is. And shout out to you. You're from Miami, right? Because we got Miss Roxy Blue on the line, and that's definitely her hometown.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I'm a city boy. You know that, what it is. Liberty City. All day.
You from right there. I'm from down south.
That was up. Y'all all right down there.
We're better than all right down there.
All right. All right, Goombay. Y'all all right.
I'm not even from the Grove though, but I hear what you're saying.
See, that has to been her Miami talk, because I got lost for a second. I got so lost. I was like, I'm from down south, and he's like, yeah. But y'all, I'm like, what? Okay. I guess. But if everybody doesn't know, this is definitely the co-owner of All Barb. So shout out to you. And I want to know, like, how do you feel about like internet dating and meeting people offline and, you know, just the whole long distance relationship type shit.
Personally, I mean, I don't have no issue with it. I think it's great. You know what I'm saying? I mean, if you can handle it, it's cool. You know what I'm saying? Some people just don't have the patience for it. Some people like to have that human touch, that feel, you know what I'm saying? Some people just like to talk and hear themselves talk. It depends on how you want to deal with it. I know a lot of people who personally hate it. I know people who enjoy it. Me personally,
you just want to bust it out and keep it moving.
It depends on the side.
Stop front for the cameras.
I'm being real, though. I ain't talking. Real talk.
Thank you.
Because
I'm like, what?
Nah, it's all right, though. I don't find no issue with it. I mean, you find somebody you vibing, nothing wrong with it, though. Real talk.
I definitely agree. Y'all are funny. But thank you. Thoughts of fans. Y'all getting ready to say Sam Spartan again. We already know if you want to give any shout-outs, you could do it real quick before I go into a commercial break.
Oh, yeah, real quick, though, man. Shout-out to the whole All Bars movement, everybody that supported, promoters, everybody, you feel me? Shout-out about it, though, man, you know, everybody. I hold the boy down, man. I'm saying I see y'all. Holler at me, though. Yeah.
Yes, that's what it is. Good night.
Yeah.
That's what's up. That Miami talk, boy. That should have stopped my.
All right, so back on me. So I bought some handcuffs, right? And they got. So how would you feel? How would you feel if you're in a long distance relationship and you got some handcuffs? How would that make you feel? If you were in a long distance relationship, right? And your spouse bought some handcuffs, how would you feel?
But why would you buy it if you know that you're in a long-distance relationship because you cannot use it on that person? So what would be the point of buying it? If anything, you need to go buy you a fucking
you
toy.
Want it, because you
not
want it, because you want it to, what is it, how is it, phone sex, what do you call it? Fight.
It's not,
folks.
Whatever, phone sex, whatever, because, like, this is my whole thing. If you're going to buy a toy as such, you should buy a fucking toy, a sex toy, because if you guys are in a long distance relationship and you guys are maybe it could be phone sex, because I know toys are very helpful during phone sex, and if you're doing Skype, it's just a visual, you know what I'm saying? Like, it's more enticing, that whole Skype conversation, but handcuffs is fucking pointless. Not unless you're going
to
tie yourself up on the bed.
Yeah, you want to do something spontaneous.
How do you feel about that? I think that's so stupid to buy handcuffs and you know you're in a long-distance relationship. I think that's dumb.
What the hell?
Hey, don't judge me.
Buy a toy. Get on Skype. Get on Ubu. Get on
Dingo.
That's absent-minded because... A dude that I'm like, yo, who the fuck you got those handcuffs for? Like, why the fuck are you handcuffing yourself if I can only see you on Skype?
I want you to get on Skype, and I want you to take off all your clothes. I want you to touch it.
I want you to handcuff yourself to the bed.
No, I don't. I want you to be able to move.
Go, yo, handcuff yourself to the bed and, you know, let me see you work. Ain't nobody going to say that shit.
I don't want you to handcuff yourself to bed because if I want you to come over, if I need you to move over more, if I want to see you emotion, if I want to see you do certain things, you're gonna need to be hands free. You're gonna need to be able to do that. If I want you to fucking touch your toes, turn around to the camera, bend all the way down, touch your toes, and make your fucking ass clap, I'm gonna need you to use both hands to touch both feet and touch your toes. I don't need you to be handcuffed to anything. You should have the handcuffs when you know I'm coming in town. But when I'm not coming in town, you don't need to buy that. That's just how I feel. So, with Roxy's crazy ass, because I know you want to use them, but being that you do have a long distance relationship right now, it kind of hurts. I'm pretty sure it does. But with that being said, we're definitely rocking out on All Bars Radio. And Black, whenever you're ready, yes, you know, too.
Yeah, I'm sorry. Like, I'm still tripping off the whole shit. Like, she really wants to. She got handcuffs with a long distance relationship. I'm sorry. Like, I find that shit to be funny as hell.
No, but it's kind of like that. But I mean, it's funny that she says it too. Long distance, 10 minutes, 15 minutes away. Wow. That's what's up.
But yeah, let's get into it.
Yes.
I can see you cussing, cause I can see you moving, but you ain't saying nothing. You must got a problem, you need to be heard. You mind me of my chick when she's on her purr. Hold on, you make me kinda nerve. You know the type that likes to start a fight, but wouldn't spark a light in the middle of the night. Let me switch the scene and
translate. Cause the words that I'm hearing, it sound a kind of blatant. His chest is so poked, I like he mad at the day. Cause I keep talking, what's all the fuss for? Nigga, BSB that gang, nigga. Always keep that thing, nigga. Watch what you say to me, nigga. Don't play with me. I kill you niggas up and down, left and right from A to Z. Nigga, you a rash. I get rid of you with this A and D. Pussy nigga, but act like he's Bishop and Juice. Bandana in your pocket, now this nigga the truth. You can catch me in the hood, Yankee fitted, champion sweater, Timberland boots. No one can do it better. I'ma go get a smack fire out you niggas. Mariah ass niggas get it. I made you look, but they really shooting. You a dick in a butt ass nigga, Marcus Houston. Fuck you haters, keep talking shit.
The way surely the youth taking every word that we say, so I tell them they gon' learn it. today. The sun is here to free rap, and I ain't watching BET till they bring AJ and Free back. The spot where the hip hop is that fiend rap. We need that takeover, and I mean that. Hip hop is on life support. It seems that I seen that green line on the machine flat. The metronome used to be the start of the beat, and rap was even peace when they started the beat. These mean Baltimore streets is where it started for me. Now shining over negativity's a part of my speech, part of my reach. I've been around the world knee deep, put my soul on the road, and my heart in the beat. MTV gave us a listen, I should call it a beast, man. A sever artery before on a week. Wanna be MC, tight jeans, feminine stature, whack rappers, bring back the backpackers. Where they find this new list, trying to tell us who hot. Sick of all the new lot, claiming that they hip hop. Realize when you look in my eyes, as long as I'm alive, hip hop will never die. I heard them say I'm the man with the wordplay. Observe, say, will I show them the way? Surely, the youth taking every word that we say. So I tell them they gon' learn today.
Hold on!
Definitely rocking out to All Vibes Radio. We still got Roxy in the building or what?
Maybe.
Oh, okay. So, yes. All right. Shout out to one of my crazy followers who said that he will do the long distance relationship thing with me any chance that he gets. And that's what he says.
Can't even stop it.
I believe this nigga though. I do, because he's one of my loyal followers. So I believe it.
It won't work.
I'm like, okay.
Because of him,
how you know it's not gonna work?
It's not because
how you know
of him. It's because of you.
It's because of me.
You.
Why would it be because of me?
Why would it be because of him?
Why wouldn't the relationship work because of me? Long distance, please. Like, you're trying to play me now.
Why are you farting for the sound waves?
Wow. I'm not farting because I'm actually, you know what I'm saying? Like,
I don't understand.
I'm actually trying something new and it's working. So, what do you mean? What I'm trying, you know?
No, I don't know. Sorry.
And the person wants to know, what do you think about them, actually?
Who wants to know? Oh, God. Can we talk about this off-air?
Yes. Not that you're laughing, Black. That doesn't necessarily mean that she has anything bad to say.
I don't want to get that has to be brought up.
If that line has to be brought up, then the subject is too juicy for the airwaves, which means it's perfect for the airwaves.
That's how you feel, Black?
I'm just saying.
We not having no freaking All Bars and Hip Hop reality show on this bitch.
No, we ain't got to do that. I'm just saying that's exactly what it is, and I'm just saying that because I noticed it. That's it.
Trying to get my shit out there.
Nah, not
that's
at all.
That's funny, though. I just, I really, I could fucking make it work. Like,
That's not really. I gotta really like you. I gotta really like you, and I gotta see you frequent. Maybe not. Maybe I would do it for a while, and if like after a while, like nobody makes a decision on becoming closer with one another, then that's when I'll probably let it go. But I would try. What the fuck? Like, what if my love is just? What if my lover is really lives in L.A.?
Well, bitch, don't. So, what if?
I'm just saying. Have you ever been speed dating?
What?
Have you ever been speed dating?
Hell no, that's for rich people.
No, it's not.
Listen, it's for people who want to pay admission to go into a freaking room full of people. And I'm not doing it.
Have you ever speed dated before?
Are you fucking serious?
Because I was actually thinking about it. So, yes, I'm very serious.
Why the hell would you
serious?
Yo, wait, why would you pay, like,
$200? Y'all niggas is not open to living life. Like, it's something to fucking do. If y'all could go drop money on a movie, okay. If you can go fucking drop money on a dinner, okay. Why
yo, $15
drop...
on a ticket is different than fucking $200.
I don't even think you have... Who says that you have to pay for free dating, Roxy? You must have researched it, because not that I know of. Not that I fucking know of. So,
I think you have to pay like an admission to go inside.
Yeah. You have to pay a couple.
None of y'all know, so you're just really trying to believe yourselves right now. Like,
I'm telling you.
I think you do have to pay a coverage. I'm serious, like seriously.
Well, the one that I was invited to, there was no cover. But I was really thinking.
So you had speed dating before?
I never did.
You whack.
No, I'm not whack because I actually want to try it. I think it'll be very fucking hilarious. It'll be very comical to be placed in front of several different people at the same damn time or like in one day and to try to pick and choose who was. Just through the process of elimination, like, okay, he was cool. I like this about him. I think he was really funny. I think it's something that I wouldn't try. Black makes it seem like, are you fucking serious? Like, I would never fucking speed date. So if you speed dating it, it's X, Y, and Z. Like, damn, okay. But it's something that I would try.
Sure, I could go outside and meet 10 different people for free.
You can go out on a Saturday.
I said I could go outside.
Ain't nobody motherfucking talking to you. 10 different people ain't talking to you on the streets on one day. And
sure,
some people you try to approach. And some people you probably approach, you probably get conversations from about like 5.
Okay,
so
still,
speed dating is like you're sitting at a place like to talk like to basically meet someone. So like you're stationary or I guess whoever rotates whatever at certain time like all the girls rotate, all the guys rotate, whatever. But like everybody that sits in front of you has to talk to until that time is up. So you're gonna get conversation from everybody that you talk to. It's just a matter of whose conversation I fuck with, whose conversation I like. You don't think it will be fun?
I think
that it will be really, 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 really fun. Niggas want to do shit like fucking skydive and think that shit is fun. So I'm like speed dating. That shit will be something fun to me. Roxy probably wants to skydive. She probably does.
I would do it.
I'll skydive, yeah, but I'm not doing speed dating.
Look how fucking backwards that is. Like, look how backwards
that
is. She would skydive, but she wouldn't speed date.
Okay, how about we all make a field trip to go speed dating and see how it turns out.
Let's do it.
I have two people over here where I'm at that said they'll go speed dating.
So let's go speed dating. So let's go. I think that it'll be fun. And if you don't it, then you can say that you don't like it.
To set it up.
So whenever everybody decides on a date to go speed dating, then you can go speed dating. Because I definitely think that it'll be fun.
I don't know about all that.
I'm going to take pictures.
You saw what? What?
I'm going to take pictures.
Are you allowed to do that? I don't think you're allowed to do that.
Wow.
I don't think you're allowed to do that.
That's crazy.
Wait, shout out to the dudes that always, shout out to the niggas that get around a girl that they like, right? And they may like her and they may be attracted to her, but, like, for some reason they can't keep their fucking hands off her. And I just find that to be very, very annoying. I just have to say shout out to those dudes because that's something that really, Rashi talked about grinding gears earlier.
That's how my long-distance relationship is.
Wow.
Shout out to this, like, I'm
mad. So have y'all tried those margaritas, little liquid in the pouch?
What
is
that?
I guess it, never mind, y'all all off the thing.
But I'm just saying, shout out to those niggas that can't even fucking keep their hands off of females when they get around them. Like, it's just like, you're not my man, I'm not your girl. I know you like me. I may like you, but I think that you like me a little bit more than I like you. And just because we're together right now, you feel the need to just rub on a thigh, rub on a back, massage the back. You just always got to fucking touch. That is so fucking annoying. Like, I can't stand that shit. But I'm going to take this caller. Last 4 digits of your number is 1907. 1907, you're live on air.
Yeah, what's good, ladies? This is Kid Confidential.
What's going on, kid? How you doing?
I'm doing good. I'm chilling. I'm just living life, just trying to, you know, do whatever I do. How y'all doing?
He sounds cute. Sorry.
Oh, nah. This is Roxy Blue?
Maybe.
Maybe, maybe not. Oh, I like your song in the opening. Like, I always tell
thank
Nikki, like,
you. I like it too.
Like, I told Nikki, like, your voice is crazy. Like, I was just like, yo, Nikki, I'm really in love with her voice. And she's like, have you even seen her? I said, no, but I really like your voice.
Oh, thank you.
You're welcome.
That's
I'm blushing. I'm blushing.
Oh. Oh, my gosh. Anyway.
Black,
so what's going on?
Wait, hold up. Black, that's when you're supposed to do the
aww. Black, what up, son?
You all messed up with the cues and stuff, right?
Aww.
Yeah. Aww. Aww. How you mad, late?
And this nigga, and he actually plays this because I want to play that shit. Fuck out of here.
Hey,
man. But anyway, kids.
Okay,
so,
what's
I want to know,
mm-hmm.
Did you ever meet somebody offline? Like, do you do the whole offline, you know what I'm saying, dating thing? Or
it's online, not offline.
I'm going to say online. Thank you, Roxy. Online, would you meet somebody offline? Like,
I mean, I mean, I've heard stories about that, and it's kind of crazy. It kind of bugged me out because there's always, like, somebody hooks up with some crazy-ass, sadistic-ass person. I'm not going to lie. I actually met somebody one time, and she was cool as hell. It's just like, because of my situation, her situation, we couldn't connect. But she was cool as fuck. Like, I used to always be like, yo, let's go to the movies and let's go out. And then she would always be down to it. She ain't give me no problems or nothing, you feel me? So, I mean.
But have you ever met somebody offline, right? Like, and like, okay, say for instance, like Twitter, you know what I mean? And like, mm-hmm. they got their avies up and shit like that. They pop in. Conversation is popping, you know what I mean? And the next thing you know, like, you make arrangements to get up, so when you get up with that person, they're not popping. They don't even,
never.
Like...
I mean, never. Not with me. Because it only happened to me once. So it's like, when I did talk to that person, it's like when I met that person in real life, that person looked good. She looked good as hell, and I was just like, damn, son. I was just, you know, my baby mom's, we wasn't together at the time, she's kind of jealous. She was like, what the... I was like, yo... chill out, like, you know what I'm saying? But she was bad, you know what I'm saying? But, you know, I'm too bad we couldn't
have
that. Wow. I might be like, yeah.
But wait, Roxy, has that ever happened to you? Have you ever met somebody offline and, like, they didn't look halfway or near, like, what they look like?
Yeah, that always happens. That always
happens. Never really happened to me. Oh, my God. It always happens. Bone face killing shit. Like, I can't.
I'm done. Good night. I'm hanging up.
Wow.
Huh?
I'm hanging up. Yo, I'm hanging up.
I'm just saying. You already know. Like, that shit has happened to me before. And I'm like, fuck, nigga. I'd rather just keep looking at a picture of you. I really don't want to see you no more. It's horrible. It is what it is, though. Like, I'm pretty sure, Black, I know that shit happened to you before. You met somebody offline, and you didn't look how they looked online.
Yes,
sir. Yeah, right? Can't even fucking lie. What happened, Black? Like, was it that bad, though?
No.
That was that bad.
Wow.
Yeah,
I guess God was on my side.
The picture she had up on her profile was like her 15 years ago, B.
Oh.
You're talking 15 years. No, that's word to my mother. So 15 pounds minus 3 kids. Like, it was not a cool. But, you know, like she was cool, but. It was just like, yo, you lied to me, B. I can't trust you, B.
So after that, you didn't take her serious? You didn't, like, you can't really, like, build anything after that because...
We were just friends, son. Like, you lied to me, B.
So all the other feelings went out the window. You potentially started something with her. You potentially, you know what I'm saying,
It wasn't it was kind of shit because it was online. This is around the times when she was starting out and shit was crazy. You know, you hear about girl meeting dude and he kill on the roof and shit. You know, niggas had to be cautious. So, you know, it wasn't that serious. You know, like, we talked a little bit, you know, we called, say, hey, what you doing? Say, oh, now let's meet up. All right, cool. We meet up and she's standing next to me, and she's like, yeah, you ain't for somebody? I'm like, yeah, and not knowing it's her.
Wow.
You know, like, right then, it's like, oh, yeah, it's me. I'm like, oh, shit. You know, and we just chilled. We stayed out in public. There was no private setting. Didn't drink.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and at the end of the night, it's like, you know, cool, you know, it's cool, nice meeting you, and I gotta go. See you when I see you.
That's messed up. That's messed up because, you know, maybe she jazzed up her picture a little bit, you know, because we all have like applications and shit like that to do so, and you know, I feel like me personally, that's happened to me. But I did look at it like that for a couple of days, and then afterwards though, I was just like, "This person's trying to grow on me." It's just like, like, you know, like how they look or whatever the case may be, like, they're starting to grow on me. So, I just, it happens all the time, though, like, niggas be looking fucking like a bag of money in their pictures, like, oh, shit, shirt on, shirt off, you know what I mean? But after that, when you get up with the nigga, and the nigga has on the fucking Lenti polo, like, why the fuck don't you look like you look in your picture? You know what I mean? Like, why, what happened, kid? Why didn't you put on the outfit that I liked, like, and I commented to when I met you, you know what I mean? Like, why? Why not?
Yeah,
I'm surprised that never happened to you.
Nah, never. I guess God was on my side, like I said. I don't know. Man.
God was on my side. Hashtag.
Yeah. Word up. So, I mean, I had luck with it, I guess, but that was only one time. Maybe if I would have did it a second time, maybe I would have been asked out, you know what I'm saying? So, it is.
But would you want to talk to God? Yo, I would talk to him all night just to listen to his voice.
Thank
oh, my
you.
God. Please be quiet because we didn't get through yet. So,
bullshit.
Oh, come on, Black. Come on.
Would you ever go speed dating, kid?
Yeah, I would.
Thank you. Somebody that will go.
You know why? Because it's like you should.
Because I might be there.
So Chris P will go with you too, though.
You said what?
I said Chris P will go also. He in the chat room. He said he'll go.
See?
I like that's cool. That's cool. That's cool. Shout out to Chris. Shout out to the promoter, All Bars Promoter. No, but tell me why you were going over really quickly, because I have another caller to get to real quick. But why would
like,
you go?
Quickly, just because, like, you meet different people, and it's like I'm really a people's person. I never was like that when I was younger, but now I am. So, basically, I like meeting new people, and, you know, I'll sit there all night just talking to different people, just chilling. You know what I'm saying? It's like that. So.
I definitely do agree with you, Black. So, even when Kid says that he will go fucking speed dating, you still wouldn't go?
Yo, I told you. I would go with y'all just to take pictures and shit.
Fuck that. We are.
But I don't think you could take pictures in there. Like, that's not, I don't think
nah,
you could do that.
They'll probably spaz out. Yo, they probably kick us out.
Yeah, like, why the fuck are you doing that? But It is what it is, though. Shout out to,
like I said, you know, I'll tag along and see how it is. But if you're talking to cover, I ain't going.
Wow.
Shout out to Ahu's Butt Stretch, my nigga, my pimping-ass nigga from ATL. Love that nigga to death. He's such a pimp.
Mm-hmm.
But I definitely would. Oh, shout out to Steve. What? How do you pronounce this? I'm so fucking bad with Twitter names. Like, no, this is bad. Who is this? Shout out to Sivala. I don't know. Black. Who mentioned this?
Try to pronounce it.
Oh,
he
was mentioning it too.
I got it. It's Saeed
Al-Sabah. Yeah, shout out to you, boo. I don't know. But I definitely will tell you how it goes when I do go speed dating. I hope I find me a fucking good ass nigga too. Like, I hope that's all it takes for me, like, to go speed dating and to fucking find, like, my match, like, my match.com nigga. You know what I mean? Like, I definitely, have you ever seen the commercials for these? Have you ever seen the commercials? Like, niggas get married and fucking have mad kids. And they come on the commercial and be like, I met my husband off of ChristianMingles.com. I met my fucking love, the love of my life, off of Match.com. So I hope, like, I meet my lover, or at least, like, a long-term thing, fling or whatever, like, to see they know. Come on, you got to. After sitting down meeting like so, because you got to pick one nigga out the bus that really fucking got your attention. I know people that go speed dating, they have to go a couple of times before, you know, they find the nigga that they're going, or, you know, the female that they're going to, like, chill out with for a minute. But thank you, kid.
You welcome.
Fine, because Roxy's about to have a fucking meltdown over there. All
right, Roxy, be good, all right?
I'll try to.
All right. Hey, see you later. Sure.
Shout out, oh my gosh, shout out to K Confidential. Definitely.
What does he look like?
Okay, he got a show tonight.
Hold on. What does he look like?
He's cute, and he actually lives by me, so.
Oh, never mind.
I don't know. What?
Oh, shit.
Wait, what did you say?
Black, I think it's time for a commercial break.
Yeah, do I have another caller to get to before I go to a commercial break? So, relax. Last four digits of your number is 5380. 5380, you're live.
Hey, what up, y'all? What's up, Nick? What's up, Black?
Okay.
How's it going
down? Chris.
What's up?
How do you feel about the whole meeting people offline and getting up with niggas offline and possibly, you know, like, getting a relationship or, you know, the whole long, would you ever be in a long-distance relationship with someone that was, like, miles away from you?
See, to me, all that's all white folk stuff. Only white people hop on relationships.
No, that's not. Why the fuck would you say that? That's so racist, first and foremost.
Yo,
I just wanted to let
you
know that.
If you're trying to end your life on the quickness, hop on Facebook and tell the chick, yo, let's meet up here. Let's, I don't know you. Man, get away from that type of bullshit.
I don't agree.
Hooking up with a chick off of Facebook, MySpace, Twitter.
Chris, I want to come to Houston, so are you going to meet up with me?
But with you, it's, like, different because we've been conversing for, like, how many months now? So it's, like, if I just hop on a chick and be like, yo, let's go out and go do something. No.
But I'm saying, like, say, okay, this is what I'm saying. Like, so say if you, like, if you've been talking to the person for a minute, because for me to even want to meet up with a nigga that I'm talking to offline, like, I got to be talking to you for a minute. Like, I got to be to the point where it's like, damn, like, I got to see this nigga, like, talking to him on the phone and Twitter and texting. It's just not cutting it. Like, I'm really, like, missing that voice. So I want to try to hook up with him. You know what I mean? But I wouldn't just, like, talk to somebody for 2 days and then be like, okay, so let's meet up. No, it doesn't happen like that. Like, that's like if you want to end your life type shit, because that's definitely a risk. But, I mean, like, you know what I'm saying? Like, chopping it up with the bitch for a while, though, like, you wouldn't do that?
It depends. Like, if I'm on some promoter shit and you, like, yo, I'll meet you at the spot. Like, all right, then come through, have a drink. You putting money in my bar, but like, just to go out and meet a chick, babe, like, yo, it's not happening down here in the South. It's not.
So,
wait,
I do have a question. So, you don't think Chris is racist and sexy?
Who?
You don't think Chris, the guy that's on the line, you don't think his voice is sexy?
I don't know. Say something to me, sexy Chris.
What you want me to say?
Yeah,
all right. I mean, like, I know how to speak Spanish, Portuguese, Greek. Like,
that's
what you want to say?
What you look like? How about that? No comment.
I didn't want to hear you. Hey, don't even try to put me on spot like that.
He has a sexy voice. So being that like, he was on fucking,
he's on a speed date right now. This is what we're doing.
See, speed dating is something totally different. Like, that's some real fun type shit, though.
What's your wings if you went and speed dating?
Huh?
You went and go speed dating?
I've done it before. Like, it's some fun-ass shit. Like down here, like, I don't know how y'all do it up there, but, like, you don't got to pay no cover charge or nothing like that. Like, you just walk in, grab you, like, little one drink from the bar, and, like, that's your cover charge right there.
Well, Roxy wants to know where you're from.
I'm originally from Toronto, Ontario, but I chill down here in Houston, Texas.
You from Toronto?
Born and raised. Scarborough, O-N-T.
I want to go to Toronto.
We should go to Toronto.
I'll be out there next month.
Oh, that's too early.
not enough time that I'm asking you to take some days off, huh?
Yeah, ain't taking no days off that soon. I got
She got them quick ass comebacks, though, so.
I mean, I'm a rapper. What you
saying? I don't think she'd be able to make it out there in the dark.
You don't know that. You have faith in me. I'll make it out in Toronto.
She's a traveler. Don't get upset because me and her, we don't want to have to go see some niggas.
Toronto,
we didn't travel.
Wait, ain't Drake from Toronto?
Who?
Drake.
Drake, as in, I don't know, I guess.
As in Marvin's Room, Drake, yeah.
Yeah, I know, as in fucking, yes, I know who he is.
Wheelchair Jimmy.
I'm fucking chilled with him, and you should know that. You should fucking remember that day that I fucking couldn't believe it when me and Miami Slim, trying to find Miami Slim too, because he was the one who even brought me out Saturday Night Live, shut the fuck up, bitch, because you know. I'm actually super great, so. Cut out to have Miami Slim.
It was none of the above.
Michelle. She said something to me that pissed Miami off. And Michelle.
All right. I think it's time for a commercial break.
No, it's not. She touched her hair. Because that night she knew I even met what's her name? Keenan from Keenan and Kyle. She fucking met. And I met the fucking the Arab ass from the
Sorry, you met Gloria.
I'm not though. Like, I'm really not. And I met the guy from the Arab guy from Meet the Greek, that movie.
Where are these people today?
Like, bro, what's she talking about?
I don't know.
So you talking about this because what exactly?
Because you mentioned Drake, and you tried to fucking go in like as if I didn't know who the fuck you was talking about. Marvin's Room. Like, I know who the fuck you're talking about.
Nobody
yeah, my
cares.
Question still ain't getting answered, though. Is it Drake from Toronto?
I don't want to go to Toronto. You don't want to go to Toronto.
I really do want to go to Toronto.
I want to go somewhere. If you want to come with me.
It sounds like you want to go to bed, yeah? Because you're like delusional. Yeah, Black, I think it's time for a commercial break.
I'm very tired, but Black, you don't do commercial breaks and watch me tell you to. Sorry.
Uh-oh.
But, Roxy, can I tell you something?
Can you?
Today I got flowers.
You got fired.
No.
Oh, shit.
No. No, let's not even hope that. Like, no. I got flowers.
You got flowers?
Yeah, I'm about to Instagram.
It's time for a commercial break. It's time for a commercial break. I want flowers. Wait, I want flowers.
Oh, Lord.
Oh, my God, flowers. I got flowers.
Kevin and Carlos.
What's
Toronto's name?
Are you talking about Chris P? That's
Chris P
over there.
Chris.
Yo.
Where you from? Where you stay at? You stay in Texas?
Yeah, I'm down here in H.
Oh, that's too far. I need some flowers.
You want some flowers? We don't do that down here. We don't send no flowers.
Yes, I do. Yes, I do. I used to stay in Texas.
I was in training in Texas.
So you was a little rookie down here then.
Air Force, yeah. And I got flowers.
I don't know who you mess with. I sent you some flowers, but we don't do that down here, boo.
You ain't even from there. You from Toronto.
Hold up, you are from Toronto.
Drake stay crying on song. You tell me y'all don't send flowers.
But I'm not one of them crying ass niggas, yo. Like, I don't shed no tears,
though. But playing this in the point, though, like, you didn't even ask me who gave me the flowers.
I want flowers. Can you send me some flowers?
I want to Instagram it.
Oh, Lord.
Hey, who sent you them flowers?
My friend.
So can you send me some flowers? You and Black can go half on them.
I already gave you an answer in just so many words, boo.
I said Nikki and Black can go half on some flowers.
I think it's about two dozen. I want four. I'll ask your long distance relationship girl. Ask him to send you some flowers, because you don't like 5, 10, 15, 20 minutes of
working. I'm not even going to say what I want to say, because it'll be an embarrassment to myself.
So, yeah, don't say it.
I won't.
But, Chris, how are you, though? What's been going on with you? How was your weekend? I haven't spoken to you much.
That was really rude.
She, yeah, rude though. Like, I mean, Chris has to only put that together. But
I wasn't. My bad. I'm sitting down here watching TV at the same time.
Oh, we gotta get him off the line.
That's all my fault. What's going on, Nick?
How are you?
Shit, you know me. I stay busy. Just got this pool party.
That's
what
I want to know. I said, what's going on with you?
Right now we're getting the pool party locked in. Like, we already got Vegas unlocked, got Miami, finally got New York City in the groove, trying to get DMV, see what's out there. So I'm just steady hustling.
That's a big ass pool.
So, oh, yeah, it's called Detox Sundays. You can check us out via Facebook. Like, we got Cali unlocked, we got VA unlocked. All
right, the way my account is set up, you don't send roses down there, I ain't looking.
Yo, what?
The way
my account is set up, if you don't send roses, I ain't looking.
Nikki, hey man, you might want to talk to your friend, B. I might want to have a little counseling session up that way.
Oh, my, your session is a therapy session?
I said, y'all might need one.
Why should I gotta have one?
I want to know why I gotta have one, too.
I don't know, Chris. I think you gotta explain. Well, I don't know. I guess we gotta have therapy sessions, Roxy. So whenever you're ready, I guess I'll go with you.
I'll bring the list that you gotta read.
Black, didn't you tell me to tell Roxy that the last event that you were out there had weed cookies?
They definitely did.
And I never even realized you ate a weed cookie before.
I never had one of them sissies, but.
So what makes you want a weed cookie, though?
I want a brownie. I don't know what the fuck weed cookies came into play at, but I was want a brownie.
Black said, he said a weed cookie, though.
No, because he had some butter. He said it was weed butter. I'm like, what the hell you do with weed butter?
What do you do with weed butter?
I guess run on ashy ass legs.
You know, you throw that in the batter, you make your cookies and or brownies, just like you bake any other cookies and or brownies.
But I really want to know if those are really effective, though, because I never believed it. I never believed that if you put...
it's all in the potency of your butter, kid.
I thought it was actually really a waste, though, like, to actually have weed brownies, to put some weed and some batter and some bacon brownie, because I didn't think you would get high off of that.
Hell no. Nah. Edibles get you higher than actually smoking a blunt.
Really?
Really?
Yes, sir.
Might want to check out your edibles.
About how much weed you would have to put in to... into like a batter of brownie mix to get high.
Google it.
And how many brownies do you have to eat?
But don't you have to boil it out? Like, don't you have to, like, you don't use the flake, the leaf. Like,
nah.
You have to boil it out of it.
Like, the way we do it down here is, like, we make, like, our oil. Like, we'll use, like, an oregano.
Yeah.
And, like, just fry it, like, put it in oil and, like, fry it down, and you kind of, got to get all your THC out the oil, and you just put that shit in your brownie mix.
Yeah, that's what my brother does.
And you get it to go.
Yeah, you don't actually eat it. Like, you don't throw that shit right in the mix. Like, you're going to be fucking having some mad fucking... parsley.
I just never, I've never even... I've seen it, but I've never, like, I really didn't believe it. I'm like, you can't get high off this shit, nigga. Fucking weed brownie with some nuts.
You can't get drunk, though.
I think, Cali, they got THC in, like, soda pop and shit.
What's soda pop?
Yep, you can get high off drinking a Sprite.
That's sugar.
It's called what?
No, it's called weed pops and shit or something like that. It's like a Sprite, and then you just, like, drink it as you were drinking, like, a natural Sprite, and next thing you know, you blazed.
Where is that at?
In Texas.
Nah, it's in Cali now. Texas, you ain't finding nothing like that down this way. Them folks don't play down here.
So who heard about that Rick Ross and Jeezy fight at the BET Awards?
Yo.
they did? I didn't even see the BET Awards.
Me either. And I'm pretty sure that wouldn't be on it, though. I'm pretty sure, even if you saw it.
But what did you hear?
It was backstage.
Why
haven't they had, like, beef for, like, years or something like that?
Yeah.
It's because of what?
I want some Chuck Taylors.
You said what was it, Chris? It was because of what?
Haven't they had, like, beef for, like, years? Like,
I never even, that's a possibility. I never even knew that, Jeezy, I never knew that beef.
Yeah, because I remember, like, one year, like, Yeezy flew down to Florida or something like that, and he was talking, like, mad shit, but he didn't go to, like, where Rick is from, like, across the border or something like that, whatever.
There ain't no goddamn border.
That's what, or across the bridge or some bullshit, I don't know.
First of all, you have to cross the bridge to get to South Beach. Like, I hate when people say across the freaking, like, before you get to the beach, you actually have to go through Para City or Liberty City or just stay on the highway. Like, it's just mind-boggling, but whatever. It's either here or there.
Well, I wonder what that was about, and how did that actually happen? Have y'all heard a diss song from any one of them?
Long time ago.
I never knew that they had beef. That's new to me. And if they did fight at the awards or have an argument or had a, that's likely, I guess, being in the same atmosphere with one another and everybody's fucking crews and entourage and shit. Everybody's trying to act bigger than one another. That's definitely crazy. But thank you, Chris, for rocking out and giving your input and. If I'm in Texas, you have to definitely take me speed dating, for real, because I definitely do want to go, and I don't think Roxy and Black want to accompany me. They think it's bullshit.
No, I said I'll go, yo. I said it. I'll go.
You said you only go to take pictures, but I don't even think they allow you to take pictures.
I'll go.
You gotta wait for after.
You can't, right?
No, you gotta wait till like after, like if y'all go outside or something like that. But sometimes they got mad rules and shit. But
if you like is it like do you? So are you supposed to like write down everybody's name that sits in front of you, or is it like a sheet with everybody's name on it already?
No, it's like you go and like you get like this little like name badge where you gotta put your name on your shit and whatever. And then, like, you go, and, like, depending upon where it is, like, the one we went to was, like, a
boring.
Sushi spot. Like, you said, like, right in front of each other. Roxy sounds like another Black. I was being the Black Falcon.
But I definitely want to try it. I do. So, whenever I come out there.
Try ice skating. How about that?
You said, how about we try what?
Ice skating.
I'm actually a very great ice skater.
Yes, I am,
bitch.
You can't even walk straight, bitch. You talking about skating.
I used to go to, what is it, Indy Rock City?
Ask her where that was.
Before I met her.
You don't smoke too much weed. You can't.
Ask my grandma.
I'm pretty sure if I say tell her that you're a bad skater, she'll agree with me.
Wait. You can't tell her what?
I said I'm pretty sure if I tell her that you was a bad skater, she will agree with me. Even if you was a good one.
Just maybe, but then no. I think that she would agree with you. She would agree with me though when I tell you because of her.
Nah, bruh.
But I'm gonna go ice skating. So let's talk about my ice skating then, because it's the same shit. We actually had a little boost,
but I don't know how to ice skate, so this ain't no competition.
Well, I'll teach you.
You can't teach me if you don't know how to do it yourself.
I'll teach you. Like, she don't believe shit. Like, she's such a hater.
I'm not a ice skater, but I have ice skated. Well, you have the physique of an ice skater.
I have ice skates, but one is actually cool. I actually know how to ice skate better than I do know how to rollerblade or roller skate.
Crazy.
I bet you don't even know how to roller skate.
That's crazy.
I can actually roller skate.
You can? But you used to be up in a key?
Yeah, I was up in a key, Empire Skate Park. I hate the fact that there's no more roller rinks.
I know. I'm gonna have that too. But I just used to go to the key just so that, you know, the party part of it, because I really can't roller skate. I wasn't trying to make a fool out of myself trying to skate. We're about to get into another commercial before we get out of here. Toby Lack, whenever you're ready, please play something that I would like, because the last couple songs, like, I don't know. You know how I feel about that.
Yeah, got your shit.
See the way that DJ set up, then it really became my shit. So, please. Thank you.
There you go.
Together, yes.
Yeah, you're ready. Open dust. Slide is just a window. You niggas getting no cash like Easy Pass. I just laugh, so problems make it easy, man. Fucking your bitches. fucking plane. Far from a bird, so I'm out ducking lanes. Fast shit, Lamborghini when I'm switching lanes. Big dog shit, so I got a couple dames. Yeah, I make it rain, Magic City, David Blaine. Fuck the dough, 15 seconds, is it in my range? C-Lo, B high when I fucking bang. High and fly, Diz, watch me when I take off. Taking your bitches, watch me while I take off. Grinding hard, just don't bother, I don't break fall. Check the cash flow, I'm moving like I blast though. Ball till I die, Fidel Castro. Pull the carpets out, I'ma let the cash roll. Elevated off the noise, get that loud smoke. Sitting on you niggas and I'm coming out the asshole. You niggas getting no cash like Easy Pass. I just laugh so probably make it easy math. Fucking your bitches, call it easy ass. Loud in the air, let it bypass. Niggas getting no cash like Easy Pass. I just laugh so problems make it easy math. Fucking your bitches, call it easy ass. Loud in the air, let it bypass. She got her head in the game like she coaching. Center of attention cause the bitch got me posted. I'm just in here like this shit is open. Sickest nigga out the ass, you just say it's dope shit. Polo told me slow it down, so I held my horses. Warning to you niggas, I am just cautious. Fly Diz always high, swag is so nauseous. You niggas hating on my digits, but you can't call it. I just laugh about my cash, cause it's never hurting. Run the beach to the sand, cause I'm always surfing. On that wave to the max, so the water hurting. Wipe out if you want, this is not my purpose. I am just ill, make you sick, kill. I'm a side fake, I'ma make it real. Hooking on you bitches, then I curve full tilt. Money standing tall, cause it's all built. You niggas getting no cash like Easy Pass. I just laugh so problems make it easy math. Fucking your bitches, call it easy ass. Loud in the air, let it bypass. You niggas getting no cash like Easy Pass. I just laugh so problems make it easy math. Fucking your bitches, call it easy ass. Loud in the air, let it bypass.
Was that the real
Fly Diz
what?
Yes, it was.
Shout out to him, because I haven't heard from him in a long, long, long time. I hope that he's doing well. But it's about that time. Yes, yes, yes. That we are coming to a close. Definitely. I don't know about y'all, but I have to get up extra fucking early tomorrow.
Don't worry, I'll be calling you.
Yeah. I gotta get up extra early. I'll be talking. We'll be talking to each other on our way to work, so I will be there. But shout out to Roxy Blue for definitely holding it down. Shout out to What's My Blast. Shout out to Angela's Tweet. Shout out to at K Continental. Shout out to at Evo Monte. Shout out to you guys tweeting me. Thoughts of fans. Shout out to everybody. And I don't know if anybody has any like little announcements that they want everybody to check out or tune into, but if not, because I know Black people, you're chilling for the next couple of weeks. You got things towards the end of the month. Roxy, I already know you're holding it down. Doing what you do, but like I always say, don't give a fuck about what nobody has to say about what you are doing, what you got going on, especially if it's not hurting anybody else, and if it's benefiting you and yours, like, do the damn thing, and you already know, good night.
Get
right
out of here, see you guys on Thursday.
Toodles.
Initiating shutdown sequence.